Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With the bases loaded and the game on the line. And Yelich, a shot picked up by Bryant. Steps on the bag at third. Throw to first. Not in time. And the Brewers win.
Let's get the latest on the crew from insider Adam McAlvey. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Morola. Online at morolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800. This is the only station Brewers fans need. Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. The Brewers get the unusual walk-off 4-3 over the Cubs yesterday. So in the wild card standings, they are the first team right now, a game and a half up over the Cardinals, but maybe, just maybe, we can look at the NL Central standings where they're four back of the Cubs with five to play against the Northsiders. I was going to say Southsiders. That's incorrect. They're the Northsiders, and they come up to Wrigley North, and they lost yesterday. I loved watching Fox Sports Wisconsin. A lot of shots of fans that were, you know, obviously Cubs fans for the last 3 years. Very sad. After they saw the Cubs lose. Adam McAlvey at that game. He's at most of the games covering the team for the Brewers, brewers.com, MLB.com. Good morning, Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Hello, boys. What a week. Like, the last, that road trip had some insane games. You know, I always try to, like, keep in my mind the best regular season games I've ever seen. Yesterday's was in the mix. The one on Wednesday in Cincinnati might have been number one. Couple good games in Washington, just entertaining baseball. So,
well, there's been crazy games both ways, win and lose this year.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, that the council had that roller coaster quote early, like ride the roller coaster, because they were all their games were getting settled late, and that's true. That's probably a function of the bullpen, right? That they're playing some close games because they have a pretty good overall. They have a good bullpen. So other teams aren't scoring late, and the Brewers maybe are scoring a little bit. Or then when that, on the days where the bullpen does give it up, it stands out because they haven't given up a ton of runs. I don't know. I don't quite have an explanation for why this team is maybe more of a tightrope walking club, but I agree with you. It definitely does feel that way.
I think what frustrates Brewer fan is that, you know, obviously the use of Josh Hader, in which Council's explained many times, but, I mean, instead of Jennings seems like when he gets into spots, man, he cannot get the out. And
lately,
yes. Yeah. And that's frustrating because we're in a pennant race here.
Well, what frustrates Brewers fans is that they lose a game ever. Right?
Well, when they lose,
I mean, come on, let's be.
Well, they lose, I will defend Brewers fans because last year they lost by one game. They missed twice by one game.
Yeah,
so every time they lose this
true.
Year,
Look,
you think it could be the one.
And you know what? You're right. And I shouldn't be snarky about it because that hurt people. People were up, you know, that hurts. So I shouldn't be snarky about it. But, you know, yeah. I don't even know what to say after that because I shouldn't have said that.
Hey, but, it's better than Brewer fans not caring like they've done for most of the 50 years.
And you know what? And I've talked about this recently with my some of my colleagues because, man, some of these days, where they do lose a lead late and people jump on, you know, my email or my social media and that, and they're not mad at the team. They're like, you know, they come after your professional integrity and the way, you know, you don't ask any tough questions and man, it beats you down. And you say, well, let that roll off your back, do your job, no big deal. But man, it sometimes it cuts you a little bit. And I've talked to some of my colleagues about it and they say it's way worse when the team is good. People are way more angry and ticked off and just sick and, you know, when the team's bad, it's good. Oh, it's rebuilding. Boy, the future looks bright. But when they're there and the games matter and they hurt, man, people get really mad. So it is a good thing that people care. This team, Craig Council's team, has put themselves in position that these games matter, that the losses really hurt. And, you know, you look at it right now with, as of yesterday, it was 4 weeks to go. The division's going to be tough. Four games isn't bad, and they have five more head-to-head. If they end up, you know, 5-1 in those games, they put themselves in a really good spot. But I think the way baseball goes and the way these teams are just, you know, likely to be, you know, hover right around 500, kind of, you know, more or less, that the wild card looks like their path right now. And they're in a pretty good spot there in that top spot. It's definitely a crowded field. But the way that they've played lately, this sort of ticking off one series win at a time, it's four straight series wins, in large part because they figured out a way to win on day games, which is another thing I can't quite figure out why that was happening and why it's changed. But they're ticking off series victories, and that's going to be a good formula for them, at least to get the wild card. And that is a precarious situation. You put yourself for your whole season rides on one game. But that looks like their path right now. And look, then with five games against the Cubs, they have a chance to change it.
Adam McKelvey, Brewers.com, MLB.com. And I want to say something about the beat writers to get into my question. So this is like me talking to everybody. So everybody listen up that gets mad at Adam or Tom or certainly not me, because I just sit there and watch in the press conferences. So here's what happens. Here's what's not going to happen. Here's what will never happen. You will never have Adam or Tom or Sophia sit there and scream at Council and demand accountability and get up in his face and face the firing squad. That is not how it works.
Doesn't happen anywhere.
No, it's not. That's not how it works. Now, do you like the way they ask questions? We can always talk about whatever. But I think what people want from you is you to be as mad as they are, and instead of saying, hey, Josh Hader, why didn't you use him? I think they want you to say, Craig, what the F? Where the F was Josh Hader? You are so incompetent and stupid. Like, that's not going to accomplish anything for anybody.
We all watch too much cable news. We want the cable news, the two boxes of people screaming at each other.
Yeah, that's how post-game shows should be.
Maybe we're doing this wrong. Yeah,
yeah,
maybe
put ahead of you and Tom can be in one screen, and then Chuck can be in another, and then Sophia, and then Craig can be in the middle, and he has to. Yeah, that's what we'll. That could be a next year thing. We'll talk to our friends at Fox Sports Wisconsin. But one of the things go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say. I mean, you know, we're not talking about the democratic principles of our great nation. We're talking about a baseball team. Those people are Craig Council and David Stearns. Are the ones that are making the decisions. We can ask about their decision-making process. We can ask about specific decisions. We can challenge them on certain decisions. And I would argue we have done that, and we do that twice a day. We are not going to sit there and scream at them and call them clownsel or, you know, Sterns is an idiot.
Yeah.
I'm not going to call David Stearns an idiot. I'm sorry. I don't think he is an idiot. I think they've built a team that's pretty competitive the last couple of years, and it didn't get there last year, and maybe it won't get there this year. I mean, I'm going to go to the games and keep asking questions about why they make the decisions and keep asking questions about the plays that happen and don't happen and, you know, ask me on September 28th whether they were good enough to make it or not.
I think, too, one of the things that people wanted answers was, and I think they got him over the weekend, was the Josh Hader thing, and I wanted to see him on Saturday. I'm having a hard time understanding why they're using him. It seems like less in the second half than they were in the first half. But what I think Council was talking about, and what I just have to realize, is that they're using him differently because he is different. He's not like the same reliever that I'm used to. He is a different sort of weapon, and they're going to use him differently, and he's going to recover differently. And that's something that, even though I don't like it, I'm going to have to accept, because that's the way the Brewers are doing it.
And let's talk about that. Number one, I didn't even write that story the other day. I just thought it was better to just post the whole video, 5 minutes long, and people can see it. So you got to fish a little bit, because I tweeted way too much during that great game yesterday. But it's there from Sunday in Washington. And, you know, here's what Council Here's why I think this has been a hot button issue. They're not going to say to people, Josh Hader can't pitch as much. Josh Hader can't pitch as often as other relievers. They're not going to use those words because it sounds like they're criticizing him, and they're not criticizing him. They are going to say he's different and that different players bounce back differently. And I think what you, as a fan, you have to understand what they're saying there. What they are saying, I think, is that he can't pitch as often, he can't pitch as many days of the season as another reliever because his arm's different. He's totally a max effort guy who's 24 years old. He is in his first full major league season, number one, the first full season of his baseball life pitching in relief, number two, where he's not on this set schedule. And his arm is different than Dan Jennings' arm and Joaquin Soria's arm and the guys who've been, you know, have experience relieving. It's hard to pitch 60, 70, 80 times a year. It's really, really hard to do that. It's really hard to play as a position player 150 games a year, 140 games a year, much less 162 like everybody used to do. I don't think people quite understand, just from a physical toll on your body sort of point of view, how hard it is to play a Major League Baseball season. Josh Hader happens to be a guy that cannot pitch every other day. It's not going to work for him. So they made this, they had all these debates going into the season. How do we use him? Is it better to start him so he's every fifth day? Well, what if he's not as good as a starter as he is in relief? Okay, well then let's make him a reliever. Now he can't pitch one inning every other day, for example, and come up with 81 or so appearances a year. So how about if we make him this hybrid where he's pitching in multi-inning stints? Maybe he can go out, you know, and air it out for 40 pitches over two or so innings, and then we're going to have to give him ample rest. And let's try to make those 40-pitch stints in the games that matter, in which he can impact the most. And that's what they've tried to do. And the games don't always cooperate, and there have been these stretches where he's not pitched, which maddens people. There have been these stretches where there are big games where you want him, a big spot for him, like Saturday, and he's just not available. Saturday, he could not pitch. And Council didn't come out and say he was too sore to pitch. He said he can't pitch. He's not going to throw his own guy under the bus. But the bottom line was he couldn't pitch. It wasn't that they made the choice not to pitch him Saturday. It was that he could not pitch. And I think that's where Council got a little exasperated at one point because he kept saying he couldn't pitch. He wasn't available. He couldn't pitch. And we kept asking why. And the answer was he wasn't available. So that's sort of a long, rambling answer for what's going on. But the bottom line is they spent a lot of time thinking about this, coming up with the best way to maximize his talent, get the best of Josh Hader for the longest, get the best of Josh Hader and get the most of Josh Hader. And this is the solution they came up with. And it's been, you know, it's different. And that's what I think, as to borrow Council's phrase, that's what freaks everybody out.
On the other end, are they ever going to use Gio Gonzalez, and when?
Yeah, I don't know. This one is strange to me. You gave up a guy you invested $3 million in, Lara, who's been really disappointing in pro ball. Okay. Then you give up KJ Harrison, a top 30 prospect who's having not a good season, but it's his first season, full season since he was drafted. You gave up some. Plus, you're paying Gio Gonzalez $2 million. And now you have absolutely nothing to say about when he's going to pitch, except that he's going to get outs for us and he's going to start. This one is a little strange to me, and I don't quite know what the answer is. I think what's happening is it was a matter of timing, where he wasn't available until yesterday, and the Brewers happen to have this big series against the Cubs coming up, where they had their starting pitching set the way they wanted it to go, and you know they weren't going to start Gio Gonzalez in one of those games against the Cubs. So I think they're going to get through this Cubs series. He was warming up yesterday. You know, if Miley runs into early trouble, we could maybe see him today. And then if they get through this, I think then we'll get our answer for when Gio Gonzalez will start. But you know, I agree. It's been a little odd that you invest as much as you invested in this guy. You get him for 1 month, and then you think you would. You know, you like something about the guy, and you would maximize when you use him. And then, to the contrary, they've basically said, we don't know when we're going to use them. And it's different than other acquisitions.
So when you are in the pregame interview today, sit now next to Counsel in the dugout and scream into his face, where the hell is Gio Gonzalez?
I'll get right next to him too. So like,
yeah, you know, maybe get friends, physical. Yeah. Who knows?
Our friends at, you know, Time Warner Sports and Fox, and poor Stephanie Sutton would be horrified.
Oh, she can handle anything. No, so, she. Are you kidding? You ever hear language comes out of her mouth? Jesus.
Yeah. Look, I don't want to say. I mean, the job is to challenge the decisions. And you know, part of the job, sometimes I think of it as, you know, you're kind of serving the fans who are sitting at home and they want answers to certain things in the game. And I do try to serve that function. But, I mean, there's a limit to how many times you can ask the same thing and sort of get their answer for it. And I don't know, sometimes I feel like on the hater question, that's been sort of beat to death a little bit. But look, it's because he's good, and you know, it's because he's good, and because fans want him to pitch and help win as many games as they can. So it's it's a very interesting topic, and it certainly has given us no shortage. Well, this team, that's the story of this team. They've given us no shortage of things to talk about.
Well, we'll keep talking about him with you throughout this run. Adam, appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, see you guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.